The singer,
huh? Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Really? You guys never heard of him?
I've heard of him.
Famous in his midfield many years. You know, like Frank Sinatra, those guys?
Yeah.
Never heard of Frank Sinatra?
I heard about Frank Sinatra.
This is how the base Yosef and the Kesef of Mishnah Mazda depends on Toys. Let's plug in the third approach. Toys in the Rama. Halacha number one. Tanai works in Bavel only after the shul is destroyed and only in dire situations. Halacha number two. Talmud Chacham may use shul, according to Rambam, even shuls that do not have a Tanai, but only again in dire situations. Number three, the Amoraim only help, a Tanai only helps after shul is destroyed. And even Talmud Chacham shouldn't enter when it rains, because the rain is not considered dire situation. People walk in rain all the time. So these are the three approaches. Let's cause them over again. Number one is who? Who's number one? Or Zeru and Rashi. Halacha number one, everyone even eat and drink. Halacha number two, to eat and drink even in shuls and Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Chacham use a shul. And number three, Lamaisa. Amoraim didn't enter the shul when raining. They were just extra stringent. So the most made goes really towards Zeru and Rashi. Number two, the Ramban says that Tanai works only in dire situations. Talmud Chacham use a shul, even in shuls that do not have a Tanai, but only again in dire situations. Ron says Bismender, they use Bismender freely. Story of the Amoraim, rain is not considered a dire situation. So the second approach uses dire situation for all of them. Number three, he uses the concept of around the being destroyed. Tanai only works in the shul after destroyed, and only in dire situations, a combination. Raman says even shuls that do not have a time, but only in dire situations. And the Amoraim didn't enter shul when raining. Tanai only helps after the shul is destroyed, and even Talmud Chacham shouldn't enter when it rains because rain is not considered a dire situation. To summarize, the Rizurah maintains that everyone is allowed to benefit eating and drinking in a non-lighthearted way from shuls built with a Tanai. That are situation outside of Eretz Yisrael. If the shul is built out of Tanai, only Talmud Chacham are allowed to benefit from them. The Ramban holds, second approach, that a Tanai allows you to use the shul only for dire needs, such as to feed the poor. Talmud Chacham may even use a shul that was built out of Tanai, only again in dire situations. The Ran adds that Talmud Chacham are allowed to eat in yeshivas, even without a dire circumstance, quotes, because yeshivas are considered their home. And then the third approach, Tosfos the Rama proposed a third approach that a Tanai only allows a regular person to benefit from the shul after the shul is destroyed. Talmud Chacham are allowed to benefit from the shul in dire situations, such as when they need space for eating and drinking, but they're not allowed to enter because of rainfall, since rainfall is not considered dire circumstances. Okay, they quote the, remember I said the Rav Shevet always said the Ghost Mormonios on the bottom page, Ram quotes the Sheets of Tosfos when Tosfos argues. But here Tosfos and the Ram are together. See how Gosman mentioned the position goes within the broad scope of the Rambam that a Tanai helps the shul destroy. Usually the Gosman is on the bottom of the page, quotes Tosfos when he argues on the Rambam. Here, Tosfos and the Rambam go together. Okay, there were two big Talmidei Chachamim that passed away very recently. Friday was Rav Nachman Greenblatt. That's how. Did you hear about him? He was a great Gaon. He lived in Memphis, Tennessee. He lived until he was 96, and he used to be Masader Gittin all over the country, especially in the Midwest. But he was a great Gaon. He was a brisker. He was a big Baki and brisker lomdus. He was a big Baki in everything. But he made great psalkin. And he helped out Klal Yisrael tremendously. He was here at the Beis Medrash about 6-7 years ago, I would say. He said a Beis Medrash, he said a shir. And Rabbi Simon and him were going back and forth. It was amazing. They were talking about the lomdus and brisker and karbonus and bachim. And it was amazing. Give and take back and forth. Rabbi Simon was very close with him. And his neshama should go to highest points and get aided. You know, he learned by the Rav Zatzal before the Rav came to YU. When the Rav came to America in 33, he came to Boston, he had his own kolo for 7 or 8 years, until 41, when the Moshe Soloveitchik died, and then the Rav came and took over for him. But in those 8 years, he would come once in a while to give kaburas and we him. The first time the Rav came to YU, you know who was Malavin? With Nachman Greenblatt. First time, imagine that, that the Rav ever came into YU, with Nachman Greenblatt, that's how it was Malavin. So he was very close with the Rav, and also Rav Moshe. You learned by Rav Moshe. Levi was in MTJ, Rav Moshe Yeshiva, on Sunday. It was a great, great going. I'm sure your father had some cash with him, no? Don't imagine. You know his father, Jack was a great guy. I'm sure he had some cash with him. He was very, very special. You know his parents? You know what the Masada Kedusha for his parents? You know what the Masada Kedusha for his parents was? Or Kaim? Can anyone alive on the planet Earth say that his parents were Kaim was Masada Kedusha for them? I don't think so. Amazing. So that's what I wanted to say. And number two, yesterday, the great Gaon, Talmud Chacham, many people, Zachariah Wallerstein, that's how he said it. He was has this school called Or Nava, series of schools, helped out a lot of different young women specifically, but he helped out a lot of people. It's a great time of talking. My brother-in-law was the principal of this girls' school, Or Nava. So hey, man, his neshama go to high school in Canada. He was a great speaker. You ever saw her speak on the Tisha B'Av? A lot of times they have those Tisha B'Av videos, you know, that they show on Tisha B'Av. He spoke a lot on those. He was a great, great speaker. The last thing I know, one of the things he spoke about at the Aguda Convention, I don't know if I told you guys this, I hope you're not familiar with it actually, but evidently with the New York State and New York Jersey, they passed a lot of this stuff about marijuana being permissible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's these types of things, and marijuana is put in, they're put in like chunks, what do they call? Chewables or whatever. People can actually make cakes and brownies with them, you know? Or they're called, what are those candies you suck on?
Gummies?
What?
Gummies?
Gummies, yeah. Gummies. So people actually get high on these things. It's terrible. You're familiar with this? I'm glad you have it. I'm glad you're not familiar with it. I'm sure you've heard about it. These states have legalized it. It's a lot of money going into it. A lot of people are trying to make a lot of money with it. It's very dangerous. And he actually spoke about it that, you know, these guys think it's cool, these balabakhu, young balabakhu, if they do it, they eat on Shabbos, they eat chewables, what did they chew gummies and stuff like that, and they get high. I don't know if I told you this, did I tell you this, that there was a terrible story, say, thank God Hashem was watching these two girls, but there was some gummies that fell on the floor, and a four-year-old and a six-year-old picked them up, and they were candies. They fell on the floor in someone's home, I guess they had a finish. And they put it in their mouths, and for the next they were like, they were almost comatose. Literally. The girls. They had to take them to the emergency room, they couldn't figure it out, and then they did a blood test, and the emergency room doctor figured out what it was. They said if the two-year-old would have eaten it, the two-year-old would have died. Imagine that? He mentioned this briefly the last time, I don't know if it was the last time, but at the Aguda Convention when he spoke, how dangerous this is, and we have to be careful about it. So he had a lot of our squad, and he's in the show, we'll go to high sports, he had eight, he's on the ship. Okay, let's continue a little bit, and then we got a short Seder, so I want to finish up that Tysis today and go on to the next Tysis. We got a lot to do, guys. We're in the middle of that Tysis. Let's just go on a few more minutes, and keep plugging, keep working. There's nothing shit. All we got to do. Not easy. We got to keep working. Okay. A summary chart. Let me ask you the questions. According to Rashi or Zeruah, the Tanai. What does the Tanai do? That the Shul Zimbabwe will built by Tanai. What does that accomplish? According to Rashi or Zeruah, you got everyone may benefit. Excellently also may drink and benefit from the Shul. What happens if there's no Tanai? Average person may not benefit from it. What about Talmidei Chachamim? They may benefit from the shul even without a Tanai, correct? What about according to Ramban and Ran? What about a Tanai? Benefiting from shul only and when? Excellent. Feeding the poor. No Tanai? Average person cannot benefit from it. What about Talmidei Chachamim? For a shul and yeshiva only what? Dire situations. What about a Beis Medrash, the Ran says? They get benefit from the yeshiva even if it's built without a Tanai, even not in a dire circumstance. What about the third Shiva? Place in the Rambam. What about the Tanai? Benefiting from the Shul only when? Only after destruction, right? And only for Shul's and Kutzlars. What about no Tanai? You cannot benefit from it even after destroyed. And what about number three, Talmidei Chachamim? They can only benefit from it only in what? Combination of Tyson and Rambam only in what? No, dire need. Dire need. Remember the Rambam combines with Tyson. Only dire need. Only benefit from Shul and dire need. Okay. Let's start this and then we'll continue tomorrow. What about eating in a shul? How do we possibly? Of these three shoes, how do we possibly? We laid it out to show you. How do we possibly? The Mechaber possibly like Tyson around the third approach. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber quotes the Megillah Megillah that if no Tanai was made of constructing the shul, then eating, drinking, or any lightheartedness is usher. So how do we eat in our shul? Because when we built it, I made it Tanai. Remember we said that? Yeah, Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat in shul and yeshivas, but only in dire circumstances, like the Rambam. The Ramah argues on this last Nakuda and quotes the Ran, who allows Talmidei Chachamim to eat and drink in yeshivas, even without a dire circumstance, since the yeshivas are considered their home. We have the Dunkin' Donuts. We have the Dunkin' Donuts in there, here, right? Okay. Well, if we get to the next section, we'll discuss this, consider a tabachof and the status of yeshiva in greater detail. With regards to a shul built with the Tanai, the Mechaber and Sifa Yeralev Paskins like the Tysis, that a Tanai only permits benefiting shul after it is destroyed and only works for shuls in Chutzlarts. Okay? So again, the Mechaber holds like Tysis and the Rambam, and Talmidei Chacham are allowed to eat the shuls and yeshivas only in dire circumstances. Okay? He said, if there's no Tanai, if there's a Tanai, then fine. If there's no Tanai, then it's awesome. The Talmud of Chacham are okay, but only dire circumstances. But the Ramah says, he has in the Ran, that this medrash is good, even without dire circumstances, it's fine. Even without a dire circumstance, this medrash, according to the Ran, is good. Ran is within the Ramban. Now, with regards to shul built with the Tanai, the Mechaber pass like Tysis, that only permits after it's destroyed. So the bottom line is all the shuls here have been eating and drinking, yeah, after allowing the fact that they verbalized something, according to the Mechaber, after Lamaisa verbalized something, Allah Lamaisa, but it doesn't really help you, right? Because it only works after you, after it's been destroyed. Mechaber seems to hold like the Rambam, right? Yeah? If there was no Tanai made, then it's usher. Yeah, that's Tyson the Rambam. But Talmud Chachamar allowed to eat in shul, but only in dire circumstances. But the Ramah says, you can treat the Beis Medrash like their home. That's without it tonight. But with it tonight, that's good, Lamaisa, but it's only after it's been destroyed. And only works for shuls in Kutzlar. So what emerges is that according to the Mechaber, really only Talmud Chachamar allowed to eat and drink in shul that was built without it tonight, and only in dire circumstances. While the Ramah allows Talmud Chachamar to eat and drink, even not in dire circumstances, but only in the yeshivas. So if your place is a Beis Medrash and you consider everyone a Talmud Chacham, then I guess it's okay. However, both the Mechaber Ma agree that eating and drinking in shul is usur for a layman, even in dire circumstances. So the kasha comes. If so, how do many shuls have meals for Shabbat drops, Bismillah, Yartzai, and Kiddushim in the shul? How do you do that? If you hold it in Mechaber, it says in the Rambam, right? The Tanai only works after it's destroyed. And it's only good for Talmud Chacham. Well, what do you say? The Ran says that Talmud Chacham can eat and drink even without a dire circumstance. These shoes are considered their home, even without a Tanai. What happens? I mean, all the Baal Batra are Talmud Chacham? What'd you say? What'd you say? No, the Tanai only works after it was destroyed. Shul's not destroyed. According to the way the Mechaber Paskins. The Ramah only adds in the Nekuda about a Beis Medrash for Lamais and Ran. That's all. But Mikra Din is only like Tyson and Ramah. That the Tanai is only after what has been destroyed that it works. So regular Balabas, how is it okay? Regular Balabas, how is it okay? Right? If you only like Tyson and Ran, the Tanai is only after it's destroyed. Right? No Tanai, you can't derive benefit. And only Talmud Chacham, only from the Shul in dire need. The Ran adds on, okay, Beis Medrash, even if it's not dire need. Fine, that's fine. But regular Baal Bas, not a Talmud Chacham. How's it okay? You know, it's not a Baal Ran. How's it okay? So, Lamaisa, there are three opinions to try to answer this problem. Okay? The three opinions to answer this problem. And let's try to get to it tomorrow, okay? We'll start the three appeals tomorrow. But everyone understands what we're left with? We're left with a big problem. How does a regular Baal Bas, not a Talmud Chacham, eat the shul? Mechaber holds it to the Tanai only works after it's destroyed. And if Lamaisa, a Talmud Chacham, fine, okay? Talmud Chacham, it's a dire situation. And Ramah says, like the Ran, base matters, if it's not a dire situation, that's fine, Talmud Chacham. Okay, I mean, if you held like the other sheet did, if you held like the other sheet, like where's Uru and Rashi, then the Tanai works. Right? We don't hold like that. Okay, so we'll pick it up tomorrow, but we're trying to solve this issue. So the Baal Bas can have children, and kids get their kiddushes. Pastor Shalom, they wouldn't be able to, right? They'd be in big trouble.
They're
right?
Not going to show otherwise.
Big trouble, yeah. I mean, we're saying all in fun. But we need a chazak. Okay. I wrote up the marble.